I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
450 DJs, happy Friday. Our buddy Michael Calhoun is in from the newsroom. So I honestly don't know what's going on. So I'm glad you're here. Why is today such a big deal? What's Eric Schmidt doing? And I don't understand.
So this is about masks. The state attorney general, Eric Schmidt, has been releasing, it seems like every half hour, he releases a new school district that he's filed a lawsuit against today. And it's all because they have mask mandates and he wants them to stop. The halt. So we've got Lindbergh, Hazelwood, Ferguson, Florissant, Maplewood, Richmond Heights, Webster Groves, Pattonville, Fox, Parkway, Valley Park, Melville, Leduc, Clayton, Rockwood, Brentwood, St. Louis City, St. Charles, Afton, Francis Howell, and Fort Zumwalt, which the attorney general has sued so far. Many others statewide, outstate Missouri. The list is much longer, but that's so far in the St. Louis area.
So is there any immediate effect, or is it just okay, there's because I know how lawsuits work, and I'll talk to you in 3 years. I mean, is there anything?
The school districts are calling their attorneys, so they're going to get bills. You know, they're beginning the process to defend themselves against this. The attorney general says that the school districts don't have the authority to issue a mask mandate. Ties it back to the recent Cole County judge's ruling that says bureaucrats and executives can't just issue a mandate here and there. It's got to come from an elected body. And so some of the response, especially from school districts and from Education Plus, which represents school districts, is that this is not like the superintendent issuing something. This is a elected school board issuing these. So we'll see how the court battle goes.
Thoughts, guys?
Well, kind of going back to what Rachel said earlier when Hancock and Kelly were here, our money is paying for these lawsuits.
Right. Right.
On both ends.
Right. On both ends. Wow. Great point.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So if a school to get this mandate in place, the school board had to approve it or vote in favor of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is the whole thing I don't get. You don't want government interference, but yet you're interfering on what a school board of a certain district has decided on. So you're doing what you're saying you don't want
done. Bigger government getting involved with local government, which I thought the Republicans, you know, thought that was bad in general. So this is a bit confusing for me, but
the Democrat Lucas Kuntz, who's running for Senate, says, I think his quote in the news was, I thought Republicans were for local control. So that's been one of the reactions. And the State School Boards Association and Education Plus say that state statute actually says school boards are empowered to reduce communicable disease transmission and keep schools safe. But again, the attorney general says school districts do not have the authority to impose at their whim public health orders for their school children. This is doubly true when the public health order in this case, face masks, creates a barrier to education that far outweighs any speculative benefit.
We should just all be mad that this circus is playing out because somebody is running for a higher office and using our money to do it, pretty much.
Michael, do you mind reading that last line again about a face mask being a barrier?
Yeah, that is doubly true when the public health order, in this case face masks, creates a barrier to education that far outweighs any speculative benefit. Indeed, far from providing any benefit, masking students imposes positive harms, physical, emotional, and developmental, on school children. End quote.
It's one of those things that's just a little wild to me, because in 2020, when kids were completely out of school, it was bargaining. Let's do anything we can to get these kids back at their desks. And it seemed like the grand compromise between COVID and real life was you can wear a mask and that's going to help protect the children and the adults working with the children at these schools. Now you're back in school and suddenly putting a mask on is damaging the emotions. And I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I mean, what if the school districts made some sort of decision? We're trying to fit these actions into something that makes sense and are normal when we all know that this is just one guy who wants attention because he's running for Senate.
Well, and there are plenty of parents out there who don't want their child masked at school. Like that, that's a real thing. But all of these school boards have made these decisions independently of each other. I mean, there's a reason why most doctors out there are going to tell you, like, it's good for children to wear masks at school. It's going to help mitigate COVID spreading. Yeah. So
what you're necessarily saying is the state knows more than the local school district. That's what you're saying.
By filing this.
Yes. Yeah. Hazelwood, like in Jefferson City, we know more about your kids, the parents and the teachers than you do. And therefore, we're going to usurp our authority over yours. It's a very, I'm no expert, I'm no scholar, but it's a very non-conservative thing to do to get attention. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.